I hated the rehearsals because I had to tell the dancers to begin. It felt wrong. I felt like a gym teacher. What they had to do was really simple, and they just needed to do it again and again. How many times? Do we need this many? Well, that's what Ellen said. Rand and Sam were always late. They started coming in together all sleepy. This is divorced lesbian style. That was my big joke. I couldn't bear to look at them, so how could I direct? I felt like Brecht would have fucked every actress in his play, and they all would have just wanted to rehearse and rehearse. I've been to his house. One actress actually lived upstairs from him forever. He was so great. She loved him all his life. Brecht was dead, but she was still upstairs smoking, and she loved him. Sam would call from other dancers' houses, people not even in our show. She'd go, "Hi," a long, rolling, "Hi." Time for me to look around the room and for her. Whose loft was she in? It was a long, slow pan that we took. "Three of us had sex last night." "That's great," I said. I remember losing track at five of her friends she just had sex with in May or June. There's a moment in a woman's life when she discovers she can have sex with as many people as she wants. Suddenly, everyone is a potential partner. That's when men get in the act, which is why lesbianism isn't really a thing. It's just this unbridled lust. It's like God. If writers are the only people, I mean the last ones who have lives, lesbians are the only people who have sex. There's a point at which you know this. Sam was sliding into that spot right now. How does it go? Forewarned is for what? Thanks.